Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and I'm waiting for my guests to call in. Things happen in life. You just never know. So anyway, but I will talk about something I expanded into. It's actually two things until the guest calls in. And as I go through life today, I'm starting to really understand that things do happen, and but something I really have opened up to, and that is we're more scared of having what we want, so we stay slugging it out in whatever we're doing. And we just stay the same. And we just never, ever expand out of it. And so we just move forward and everything stays the same and we just keep going. And we just do the same things over and over again, but we try to let go of things, but we really don't discover until deep down inside that we're really afraid of what's happening. And we really hide from everything. We stay away from it. We just do everything we can to stay away. And we really let money and wealth and all of our dreams become servants of them instead of letting them be partners and them be our servants. And we get really locked up and blocked in what it is and how it goes, but we really stop where we're at and what's happening. And so as we go forward in life, we really forget where we're headed and how we're doing this. But it's really, we're more scared of having living the dream than doing the dream and everything else. So as we do this, we get really caught up, tied up, and we get scared to have what we dream of and what we desire. And that is, as we go forward, we become locked and blocked in the same thing, and we get tied up in knots, and we try to overthink everything, and that's where we're at. But as we move and we allow ourselves to become more free and really sit down and realize we're more scared of everything than we are anything else, it becomes a whole new ballgame for us to play in. And something I've really expanded into is that life gets in the way of life, and we really become tied up in everything we know, and we really become engaged in what everybody else knows and what everybody else is doing. And when I opened up to what money, I was a servant to money, I really started a whole new program and a whole new deal. And we really become allowing life to be whatever it is. You know, the thing is we start facilitating our lives, it becomes easier for us. And it really allows us things to happen and do what we choose to do. It isn't until we let go of thinking we control our life. How is forgiveness, having to forgive somebody or forgive yourself, or we think we have to forgive somebody, for something we try to control. Control is the out result of control is a result. Forgiveness is a result of control. And as we go through life, we really forget who we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what happened. And that's what my books and I discovered is this week. I was afraid that I've got a speaking seminar I call Walk in Wisdom. I expand through life. And I was all kind of nervous about people not showing up and this and that. And really what it comes down to is I was scared people would show up. And when you can turn that around and see that, how you're scared of it, you can really start addressing it because it makes a big difference in the way we act, react, and do things. But it really stops the negative flow and the disingenuousness that was inside us. But as we move forward through life and we activate imprints and we do all this stuff, you know, life becomes a new deal and a new way to experience life. And so once life becomes open and fun again, you start really engaging in what other people are doing. But life is all about the fun in life and how we do things and what else we do in life. But we really are forgetting it's about a walk in wisdom to expand through life. And that's where we really become disengaged in everything we do. And as things open up and you start admitting things, it becomes more interesting for me. I really enjoy the time we have and the things we do. But what doesn't happen is what we desire. Because we're too busy worried about everything that can go wrong and everything else, and we're trying to know our way to what we need require to be understood. It's really about a disengagement of things and facts and figures and just living life, and that's what it is. You know, life gets in the way of life. You can have everything planned at 8 o'clock in the morning. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the whole world is gone a different way, and your life is upside down, and things have happened. But here's something that I've really opened up to. It isn't life gets in the way of life. Overthinking gets in the way of life. And that's where I was at. And that's one thing I've really started seeing different. And that's one thing I really started allowing things is I don't really get caught up in what's happening. But life, and life becomes going forward again when we do this and how the world is and what's going on. But life can't go any faster or any further than what it is. And also, whatever's happening in somebody's life is really stopping and really shutting down when people do different things. But as we go forward and we see life, we have to engage in other people's wisdom, not control their wisdom. How do you try to control other people's lives when you get next to them and do different things for them? It isn't that we're doing that. It's about really expanding what's going on and stop dreading the journey and start engaging in the journey. And that is something that's really starting to be more fun for me. Because life is about the engaging in your dreams and everything else that you're doing and how it's doing. The forthrightness of life is about living something you've never done. But how do you try to live something you've never done with the exact same wisdom and same know and everything that you're doing now? And how are you a servant to money? And how does money rule your life and everybody else's life, just like it has mine and things like that? But life begins when you really start engaging in understanding that you're more scared to have what you are than anything else. And I know that one for a fact, because when that happened to me over the weekend, when I discovered I was more scared of having it than I was of not having it, I really changed my attitude towards life. And really, it's about allowing yourself to not change and control the change, but to facilitate your forthrightness. Even in business, how do you try to control everything and really nothing goes the way you choose it to go? But as I chose to engage in something, and in doing this, I really chose to see that life is about the journey, but it isn't the journey. It's a voyage into visionary goodness. And right now, I'm going to bring on Becca and Becca DeMond, the fitness chick. Good evening, Becca. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Cowboy, and all your great people listening in on your fabulous show tonight?
We're doing good. And Becca is the fitness chick, but Becca has been involved in the fitness and the wellness industry since 1983, and she's actually expanded into being called the fit chick. And if you ever look at a picture, you're going to see what Becca means, and Becca's going to open your eyes tonight to how health and wealth go hand in hand. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Becca to the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here. I love being on your show and listening to all the great things that you're doing and inspiring people.
And so, Becca, I was thinking about this show today, and this is one question that really came to my mind. Becca, how is it that people that exercise, eat more, better food for their body, actually attain wealth better?
Well, it really, you're watching how I've got this other speak. I can't give out all those information on this show. Yeah, I'll give you some clues. You know, it all comes down to the mindset, and when you have the pairing, which is really the perfect pairing between your mind and your food, or the food delivers to the mind, then everything else comes into play. And I challenge people all the time, wherever their game is, wherever they're at, how much better can they be if they're not diluting and polluting their mindset? You know, when we put in alcohol, let's just use that as an example, we can so monitor how we're feeling, because that so changes the way we feel, right? But what people aren't realizing is the fog that comes onto the brain and through the nervous system when they're putting in foods that are loaded with colorants and chemicals and herbicides and hormones, and just to name a few. And so when we remove those things, then it's like the fog is lifted. And I have to tell you guys, my phone is about to go dead, and I'm walking my dog as I'm on this phone, on this radio call. So pardon me if I do get cut off. I will plug in as soon as I get back. I just wanted to give you that like little quick heads up.
And I love this. That's what I love about life. There's no paint by numbers. It happens on the go. And I hope the little
Absolutely.
Puppy dog enjoys. I hope the dog enjoys the show. But Becca, you mentioned alcohol, and when I was younger, I was never an alcoholic to me. But to today's society, I was. If I could do one thing, I would never ever take another drink of alcohol. Because I realized the whole, it's not only darkness to the mind, but it's a darkness to life, don't you feel?
That's a huge conversation right there. What bestows itself in the light and the things that happen in darkness, the things that people are temptuous to do within themselves and their thoughts. And, you know, I've learned to turn the darkness around. We all have light and dark in us. That's a huge conversation, but what I've come to see is, you know, if you use the darkness as a place of closing and closure versus a place of emptiness and solitude, then you have a whole other perspective on what the darkness can bring into your life.
And you know, that's something else. And you know, I'll share this with you, and then I'll get your feedback on this. I've really learned this. It isn't, you know, it's like poverty. We're not afraid of poverty. We're afraid of having the wealth and success. We're more afraid of having that. You're more afraid of your dreams and your desires than you are where you're at. And how does your fitness and exercise and your coaching and your whole life teaching people how to shop, how will that expand them into really grasping they can achieve it and experience with you?
Well, there's many tiers that get addressed, and that is definitely one of the tiers that needs to be understood. And you're so right. I think that it's so prevalent. I think when I talk to people, it's not that they're afraid of success. They're afraid that they don't deserve the success because they've been told so many times about can't do something, stop doing this. It's impossible to do that. That's ridiculous. And so even though it may not be pertinent to that specific goal task that is there, they've heard it over so many times. Or, you know, even in the little things in from elementary school where you're taking a test and you might have not gotten the best grade ever. You know, so many times that puts you into this box, or you put yourself into a box, or the teacher's notes put you into the box, or maybe even the parental discipline puts you into a box. And, you know, then we see all this advertising and things around about what we're supposed to look like and feel like and think like and be like, and, you know, jealousy and insecurities come about with all this stuff. These are huge, huge problems. I don't know so much that it is more that they're afraid of success. I think they're afraid of failure. And the good quotes say, without failure, you never have success. And I can't tell you how many things I have failed at. And I never look at them like, oh, I really messed up. Instead, you look at it with the glass full and you say, what did I learn from that? Or you watch somebody else, you know, businesses are coming and going by the dozens, right, all around us. And some people that we really love and some people that, you know, we think, well, how did they not succeed? They're so rich with this information or so good at doing this or that. How did they not succeed? It's a bigger piece of the puzzle, but the biggest part comes with mindset. And without having good clarity and focus, without having cleansing of that negative feeling and the demise of those voices inside, it's hard to jump to that next level. You got to believe in yourself, and that just comes from really understanding what it means to believe, to have faith, and take that leap of faith in yourself.
You know, for me, it's the body first, the mind is second, for me. I don't know, it's different in everybody, but for me, when the body, I feel it, if something's happening in my life, it's in the gut first. I feel it there, especially when I'm doing personal growth, going some, mine's in the gut. My head, mine's all body, mind, for me. And, you know, it's different in everybody, but when my body, when my stomach starts turning back, that's when I know something's happening. The second time I know is when my stomach's turning, not upset, but I feel it there, and then I get grumpy, really grouchy at the world. I know right then something's leaving.
You know what's really cool about what you just said, and that's we're shifting gears so slightly, and this is really great because that's actually comes from the saying, you got a gut feeling. And the truth of the matter is it's really not your gut, it's your heart center, and your heart center has way more nerve endings and bundles than your brain. We really do think with our hearts, now that you brought that up. We're really not thinking with our brains. People try to bring the reasoning, but the central nervous system and the energy from within is completely heart-centered. And that's why we gravitate towards each other, because we're heart-centered people. And you can so tell a heart-centered person from somebody who does not bring the heart center, because it's all focused on supporting other people with our role and our purpose. It's not about what our role is. It's how we can use our role to support other people. Isn't that right?
That's true. I want to make sure I get this in. It's BeccaTabon.com. That's BeccaEBON.com. And you can go there and learn. But, Becca, you do something that I think is one of the most extraordinary things. You take people that are working with you and choose to do something. You teach them how to shop and buy the food and what to work for. How does that really give them a boost of confidence in themselves?
That is, you have like the best things that you're bringing out of the culture and the movement that I'm bringing forth with the Becca Tabon Fit Movement. You know, that is so important because it empowers people. So many people today are telling me they don't have time to cook. They don't know how to cook. They really don't know what to cook. And when they go to the store, they're buying the same crap that they've been buying because they don't know how to buy their food. And then they don't know how to prepare it. And so I show them in just a few hours. It's about a 3 or 4 hour day with me. But it allows them to go through their cabinets and their pantries, their laundry, even their garage, their personal care items, their shower items. And we take out the things that are toxic. You know, I think the word toxic has become such a Kleenex kind of cover-up word. Like, we're so used to it, it doesn't really have any meaning. But, my friends, it has the biggest meaning. When you really clear out your toxins, and so many people work out harder, they eat well, but they still have pollutants in their laundry soap, in their facial products, in their makeup, in their shampoos. Baby care products are just loaded. Johnson & Johnson, one of the biggest culprits. And I don't want to start naming everybody, but I'm happy for people, if they want to connect with me, they can set up a free 15-minute consultation by going to my website, BeccaTabon.com. And you don't have to be present in my local area to do this program. We're actually creating a video that will show you how to go to the supermarket and how to prepare 8 fast, fresh foods in less than an hour. And so while you're cooking up your dinner or you're doing whatever on a Sunday, you start these other things going with prep time in less than 20 minutes, and then they're all cooking. And then you have all these great to-go and fast-ready things ready to go. It's fast food made fresh, and it's just so healthy to eat that way.
You know, I pay attention. I'm really pay attention to my body. So when I eat, you know, something heavy, I feel sluggish. But when I eat something, you know, like when I take a lunch, if I take lettuce or something very light, I'm very energetic all day. I eat heavy, I'm sluggish all day. So I really pay attention to that. And you know, when you get in tune with your body, it speaks to you, doesn't it, Becca?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what, you're talking about how you feel, and again, a heart-centered, emotional feel. When you eat something live that has vibrancy and energy flow in it, you feel alive and you feel lighter. Your system is rewarding you, and it's ready to go into clean action. When you eat dead, decaying foods, your body is really having to go into overload to process it, and it doesn't really even process it, let alone when you eat fruits or vegetables that are loaded with toxins, with chemicals. Your body is a temple, and it has fighters set up for it so that, like, the common cold comes along, you can fight it. Well, people are having a dickens of a time fighting even the common cold because their fighters, their warriors around their temple are so busy handling all these daily toxins. Even stress is a toxin. You know, not sleeping enough, that toxicates your body. It's not just what we put in our mouth. It's how we think, and it's what we breathe. It's our actions. These are all either on the light side or the dark side. And the more we put in on the light, the more we put in on the alive, and the more we put in on the vibrancy, the better off we are, period, end of story.
And, you know, that's the thing. But also, when people choose to do the exercise program, it's along the beach in Florida, isn't it?
We have the program at the beach, and I've just recently signed up a contract with a place called Level 5, and they have two locations in Boca, and they have a system in there that is by far none the most scientific system that shoots off over 200 muscle groups simultaneously. Impossible to do that with any other workout. It's been tested and transfers the brain waves into the sympathetic system versus just the parasympathetic. And not to get into all the science of it, but the bottom line is people are leaving the workout in 45 minutes with over 600 to 900 calories sizzled off, feeling euphoric and amazing and strong and empowered. That's the key here. When we're choosing our fitness programs, we want to choose things that work for us, that make us feel good. There's so many ways to get movement in our bodies. It doesn't have to be just lifting weights, and it doesn't have to be, you know, in a group. We could do things by ourselves. We could do things in group orders. We can have a personal trainer. And whatever it takes to get you going is where you need to go. You need to find your hot button and sizzle it.
And also on the Becca's website at BeccaTabon.com, download your free ebook by Becca Tabon. Easy, fast and easy fitness and food tips to lose weight. What more can you ask? Get healthy and get a free ebook. What more do you want?
I just want to make mention also, let them know that they can check back within the next 2 to 3 weeks. I have a whole new website being developed that is off the charts, that is going to be loaded with content, lots of free downloads besides that, lots of articles that I've written that have been posted over the years, and tips and nutrition and diets and recipes and workouts. We're going to get into lots of videos in the next coming months. And let them just know that there's lots of great programs that they can plug into, from little as 3 months to 1 year coaching. I have my keystone, my cornerstone 17-day lose a pant or dress size program that's going to be relaunched with more information, well, less information, faster, but with more tips and trade secrets than I've ever launched before. And that program, my friends, is only $17. That will be out, and that will be a Valentine's Day program for you to definitely dig into. In 17 days, I guarantee people will lose a whole pant or dress size, which equates to 5 to 8 pounds.
And you know the thing, Becca, if we as a country got away from medicine and more into the Well, what you're talking about here, exercise and the right diet, how would the disease of the world shrink?
Exponentially. That's one of my first things I try to do with people. You know, when I find clients who are on meds, one of the first questions I ask them is, would one of your goals be to release those meds? Those meds have such detrimental effects on us. And they're easily removed, believe it or not. When you start exercising and eating right, your body is going to start taking care of itself because you're giving it the nutrients that it needs. Our bodies are so smart. They are so clever. Billions of dollars are spent in healthcare to fight all these terrible instances of Alzheimer's and cancers and heart problems and cholesterol. And, you know, the body is really clever. Cholesterol is really not the problem. It's why the cholesterol was created. That's the problem. The body creates cholesterol like you have a flat tire in your car. Well, if you got a hole in your tire, you got to put a plug in it, right? Yes. So if you put a right, you have to put a plug so you can keep rolling, you can keep going. The body puts cholesterol into the arteries because there's a weakness in the arteries because they're not getting the nutrients. The blood is not healthy. It's very, very clever. If you look at it from the standpoint of how the body reacts to stuff, cancer is another one of those things that, you know, I hate to say, but we don't have genetic diseases. We have the propensity to have diseases. Because somebody in your family has something, it does not mean you're going to have it. But I can tell you this. If you look at how they ate and what they thought and what kind of exercising they did, and you're following their footsteps, then your propensity to have the genetically born issues is right there. But genetics is not the problem as much as people think it is. It's what we're doing to ourselves. And the sabotaging, just like people are afraid of success, like you brought up before, it's the sabotaging thoughts and fears of not knowing what to do or how to do it, not having the right strategies in place, that is the place where people fail. People don't fail because they're stepping out. They fail because they don't step out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, to me it does, because they know where they're at and where they're going. There's a gap, and they don't understand how to close that gap.
Exactly. Well said, my friend. And so anybody who's out there listening who owns a business, or let's even just make it even simpler than that. You're planning a party. Anybody who plans a party puts together a strategy. They know who they're going to invite. They write that down. They know what kind of party they want to serve, what kind of style, Mexican or Italian, whatever. They know what kind of food they're going to make. They write it down. They shop exactly for what they need. They prepare in advance for what they want to serve. And then they send out the invitations. A lot of thought goes into a party, but not a lot of thought is going into people's well-being. And that's the process that needs to be taken. When you have key, simple, organized strategies with a to-do plan, a daily list of what you're going to do, that's what I provide with clients. It's part of the F-bomb strategy. I love to drop the F-bomb. He didn't bring that one up. So I'll bring that one up. I love to drop the F-bomb. Wherever you are with your faith or spirituality, with your fitness, with your familiar relationships with family and friends, with your financial freedom, with your personal fashion, it's important at the end of the day to have fun. I just can't imagine how I lived all those years. And listen, whoever out there listening to this, I was there. That's why I know. We only know how to teach because we experienced it ourselves. And I'm always learning, and I'm always here to, like, be the student so that I can be the teacher and meet you guys wherever you are. It's important to understand that the way that you put together your strategies for your everyday life or don't is how it's going to show up in your body. It's going to show up in your mind. If you have things organized in a strategic fashion, and I'm not saying, you know, have everything to the alarm clock, just live alarm clock to alarm clock without a strategy plan, then your days are being wasted, your moments and your opportunities, your gifts are not being utilized to their fullest. And at the end of the day, if you're not feeling happy, then you need to find out what makes you happy. I have a fast little 5-minute quiz that you can do if you send me an email at Becca@BeccaTbon.com. That's Becca@BeccaTbon.com. And I'll send you my fashion plate of what it looks like to analyze what your state of mind and lifestyle looks like. And then together, if you're interested, we can take it to the next step, and I can show you ways so that your tire is inflated, your life is inflated, and you're rolling smoothly without too many bumps in the road. No matter what kind of bumps we have, and we all get bumps. If you think somebody is not experiencing bumps, it's how we go through those bumps that matters. It's not about getting the bump. It's knowing when that bump comes, what you're going to do with that bump. Again, bringing into that heart-centered mindset. You know, I used to play softball, so I'll use the analogy. I played third base. I knew if a ground ball came to me where I was going to throw that ball, whether it was going to go home first, second, or I was going to step on third. I knew what I'd do if that ball was hit to me. When these curves come to you, you need to have tools in your toolbox on how to deal with them so that you yourself don't go into the slump for longer than, you know, a couple of hours at the most, a couple of days at the onset. We cannot go day by day feeling all the pressures and not feeling the happiness and not knowing how we can change our life. I just recently talked to a group of people who were unemployed. There was 115 people in the room. Now, here I am. Do you think I'm going to sell them a program or talk to them about my program? Not really. Look, they didn't have the money. But what I did was I inspired them to know that this is their time to be in the best shape ever. And they're looking at me like, you know, somebody raised their hand and said, I can't afford a gym membership. So, yeah, but what are you doing in the morning? What time do you sleep till? Are you wasting your days away? Or are you getting yourself set up and working out and putting on that suit and hitting doors? Or better yet, are you creating your own economy? So I talked to them about working out and how you can work out with just a 5-gallon jug of, you know, empty water bottle, or the smaller water bottles, or a broom, or a tennis racket, or a tire that's hanging around, rubber bands. You know, you can buy band sets. My band sets are only $35. You can recreate 120 different outfits of workout exercises at the gym, at the comfort of your own home or dormitory or in your mobile park. It doesn't take a lot to do these things. It just takes knowing that there are things to do. It's turning on that on switch and keeping it on and allowing that light to stay within and not going into the darkness of the gloom and having that pity party. Get over that pity party. Have your last good cry and tell yourself tomorrow is the day that it's all going to go. Tonight, give it up to the universe. Give it up to God. Whatever the greatest of your energy field around you is, release it. And then take on tomorrow with a whole new meaning. Take on tomorrow with knowing that you're going to wake up. Do one push-up, one sit-up, one jumping jack, one lunge. That's it. Or just do one of those things. The next day, do one more of those things. When you get to day 10, start back. Do one and then add another exercise in. When you get to day 20, because now you've done 10 of each, right? Add a third thing in. You know, it doesn't take a lot to get to success. It only means you need to get started. Your starting point is whenever you're ready. And I say, what pushes that now button? They say time heals or time mends, or, you know, we're going to do something at a certain time. We wait for New Year's. Well, we're now at January 28th. Has your New Year's resolutions gone out the waste? Did you make New Year's resolutions? Or do you tend to sit in the realm of, I'm going to do this after this finishes? Because those things never finish, my friends. It's important to know there's always something coming up in life that's going to take your breath away. That's going to take your attention away from things. You need to make the time and stay in the light and stay on a focused strategic path.
You know, it's a simple thing. Life is wisdom in motion. And that's all life is. Life, and when you can see life is in
like
motion.
Like cowboy wisdom.
But, I mean, life is unrefined wisdom in front of you every day. is how do you want to look at it and how do you want to use it to expand you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Becca was here. And we're out of time. Becca, and our website's beccatabon.com. There's stuff. You can go look on the website, and there's workouts, there's things. But here's the thing. You said something, and I really want to amplify. If you've been listening to Becca, you've got some really good wisdom to walk you through your life. Because when you walk in wisdom, you're unattached to whatever's going on in your life. But what she did, and she touched on it, the world is going from an hourly working world into an entrepreneurial world. So the sooner you quit looking at a job and start opening your eyes to your own talents, the quicker your life will move forward. And I want to thank Becca for being here. And Becca, give them some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
So I'd like you all just to take a breath wherever you are and let it come in through your nose and travel down through your throat, down through your esophagus. Let it go through your chest cavity, passing your lungs, and fill your stomach, your gut. And hold that breath and know that you are created to be special, to shine, and to glorify. And know that your smile means more to the next person than you can imagine. So pass your shining light and know within that the greatness is just a step away. Take your step and let's do this together.
Well said. And with that, I want to thank the listeners and everybody online. And I really want to thank you, Becca, for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And also, and good night to everybody, and we'll see you Thursday with Bill Thomason, NLP practitioner, certified coach. Anyway,
oh,
good night.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that one. Good night.